Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that shines a spotlight on the big and small moments of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and this episode is about the loyalty we owe the furry friends we share our homes with, even when that home happens to be the White House. The day was September 23rd, 1944. During a campaign dinner, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt defended the reputation of his dog, who had recently been the subject of a political attack. The dinner was hosted by Roosevelt's longtime supporters from the labor movement, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. At the time, Roosevelt was campaigning for a fourth term. This was 3 years before the 22nd Amendment would impose a two-term limit on U.S. presidents. The speech to the Teamsters Union was broadcast nationwide. It addressed labor issues and gave an update on America's status in World War II. But Roosevelt also used it as a chance to debunk an offensive story that had been circulating about his dog, a small black Scottish terrier named Fala. A year earlier, Fala had accompanied the president on a sea trip to the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, which had recently been recaptured from Japanese forces. Soon after the trip, someone started a rumor that Fala had been accidentally left behind on one of the islands, and that Roosevelt had ordered a Navy destroyer to go back and rescue the dog. This alleged fetch quest would have reportedly cost taxpayers as much as $20 million, on top of the risk it would have posed to the lives of the sailors. So as you might expect, Roosevelt's GOP rivals quickly seized on the story. The Republican candidate, New York Governor Thomas Dewey, claimed it was further proof of the corruption and incompetence of the Roosevelt administration. This despite the fact that the incident never happened. The president pushed back in his speech, half-jokingly saying, quote, "These Republican leaders have not been content with attacks on me or my wife or on my sons. No, not content with that, they now include my little dog Fala. I am accustomed to hearing malicious falsehoods about myself, but I think I have a right to resent and object to libelous statements about my dog." Roosevelt went on to suggest that his Republican opponents must be very desperate if they would stoop to attacking the character of a defenseless dog just to smear his campaign. But here's where things get even weirder, because according to Paul Sparrow, the director of the FDR Library, we actually have filmmaker Orson Welles to thank for the phallus speech. Apparently, he's the one who suggested making the attacks on Falla into a campaign issue, which turned out to be a great idea because the speech was a hit with the public and the press. Time magazine bizarrely described Roosevelt's performance in boxing terms, saying, quote, "The champ had swung a full roundhouse blow, and it was plain to the newsmen on the Dewey special that the challenger had been hit hard. As plain as when a boxer drops his gloves and his eyes glaze." The phallus speech had done wonders for FDR's press coverage, and he would ultimately win a fourth term with 432 electoral votes to Dewey's 99. But to be clear, the president's outrage wasn't all for show. Roosevelt did indeed have a soft spot for his dog. His cousin, Margaret Daisy Suckley, had given Falla to him in 1940 when the dog was still a puppy. Falla lived in the White House from then on, much to the dismay of Eleanor Roosevelt, and he followed the president just about everywhere, including on state visits and overseas trips. At home, Falla slept in a special chair at the foot of FDR's bed, and in the morning, the kitchen staff would send up a fresh bone for him with the president's breakfast tray. It's reported that the dog was so cute, the staff started feeding him treats whenever he begged for them, which was often. So often, in fact, that Falla started getting stomach aches, and the president had to order his staff to cut it out with the snacks. Roosevelt's fondness for his dog is well documented. The terrier appeared numerous times in Life magazine and seemed to relish the attention. According to one Life reporter, quote, "When cameramen visit the White House to photograph the president or visiting dignitaries, Falla often insinuates himself into the foreground and poses like any publicity-seeking ham." That trick apparently worked well for Falla, because he became a national celebrity. He starred in an MGM short film about life at the White House, and was so popular that he received thousands of letters from across the country. In fact, Falla got so many letters from various people and animals that a secretary was appointed to help answer all of his fan mail. It was either the best or worst job in the White House. In April of 1945, less than 3 months into his fourth term, President Roosevelt died at age 63. Falla attended the funeral and then went to live with Eleanor Roosevelt in Hyde Park, New York. He spent his retirement there, chasing squirrels and cats and getting into trouble with Tomas McFalla, his grandson. On April 5, 1952, Falla passed away just shy of his 12th birthday. He was buried in the family rose garden beside the sundial, not far away from the graves of President and Mrs. Roosevelt. Despite what his naysayers would have us believe, Falla was a very good dog. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed the show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments, or if you'd like to tell me who you think the best presidential pet was, you can reach me at thisday@iheartmedia.com. For the record, though, the answer is Calvin Coolidge's pet raccoon, Rebecca. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.